I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, Colleen, back to this Divine Design podcast.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here in our new personas.
Yeah, and we have met several times because everything is changing so fast, and we are kind of architecture of the new. You, celestial alchemy, I use the Divine Design, God within, and all of us, if we want, we are invited to become the new human, because we are going against it, but it is an inside job.
Yeah. The acceleration is phenomenal too, because yeah. I think, you know, we've been speaking about some of the sort of pivotal moments where maybe read a book, mine in particular, which I've featured on my website. Yeah. It actually moved me very, very much into this architect vibration. You know, we are the architects of our future. But it also moved the people I spoke to about it. Which, you know, that's fascinating. How just by us stepping into our new, you know, this new beingness, if you like, has then given other people the opportunity to do the same. The fact that I'd got this celestial alchemy idea 2022, I was putting the website together, and I actually put a few articles up, and I thought, I wonder what I'm supposed to do with this. Because I didn't, you know, this hadn't come through then. And then talking with some other people yesterday, I realized it's the alchemy is bringing this idea of us being architects. But you see, we're not architects to just draw it and give it to someone else to build. We're architects, but we're also alchemists. We're the people who are actively involved in the creation of this new world.
Yeah.
And I thought that, so when, because I was just we were just chatting, and I said, oh, have you seen my new logo? He said, oh, let's use that. Yes, let's do that now. And I'm thinking, oh gosh, that's another, you know, I'm here I am, you know, presenting myself as this alchemist, and that was quite a step.
That's what we have done when we have lined up. And I have, you know, you have followed me doing the Divinima reset, and it from, I thought it was 13 weeks, and it became 9 months. And now it's, even though this 13 model, I have made several model. It's like extension. And the Divinima reset is the new system, how to be multidimensional, living as the new human. So I got this idea, and when I really went into it, like, wow, it's much bigger than me. And it was a download. It's not me and Peggy that made it, because I have worked as a therapist and I have worked as a medicine woman. But I had some thoughts about it because I have worked with a lot of people. But then when I open up, it come even bigger thing that, wow, was beyond my mind. So it was kind of a download that, wow. So module 13 is an activation of the new human. And it's like, wow, that was quite interesting. So it is actually, when you go through the whole 9 months of 13 module, the last is kind of you, it's like an invitation and activation and like a ceremony. It's like, okay, you have stepped into the new era. And I did a ceremony 11/11/2017. And I was guided that this is important because this, you will understand it even more in the future. And now I understand it. So what I did, the vow and like stepping up in 2017, now I hold this to other to step up to become Divine Design. I call it Divine Design because this, that's the essence of us. We can call it many names, God, light, universe, whatever. So, but so we are architects of the new, and we play with the new and also go with the flow of it. I love it.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's just growing so fast in us as well. So yesterday in a group call, we were pulling in more of whatever this is, and I had this sort of image of me. I don't know if you saw the film Avatar, but there was a scene where the chap who was going to inhabit the avatar stepped into a machine, and then you saw him imagining him his consciousness arriving in this other body. And he was his body, it was a bit sort of, oh, how do I use this? You know, it's a bit, you know, oh, this is a bit odd. I had that feeling. I had that feeling that another consciousness was in my body going, oh, human, oh, this is a bit odd. And it's almost like when you put on gloves, you have to push the glove, you know, fingers in. I felt this sort of getting to know myself feeling. And it's like, you know, and people talk about our human form as avatars, but
It is.
I think our body is more than that, because it's a conscious living being in its own right. And what we're getting is these two conscious living entities. I don't know what you describe them as, but now merging, so our bodies are becoming this portal of newness. You know, we're actually living organisms that are breathing this in, if you like. So we feel ourselves touching nature. We feel ourselves going into the earth. We feel the what we thought was inanimate objects, with stones and rocks and things. Now we feel them, and we feel their intelligence.
Really feel it, really feel it in our hands, in all ourselves.
And it's tangible, isn't it? And then I know we've been playing with things, you know, in our conversations before, but we've been talking about this sort of egg and the way that you can actually hold a shape that actually isn't here. And as soon as I do that, there's an energy, and it's like, whoa, what is this? And I think that's what we're learning. We're learning these, I don't know, characteristics, if you like, of our new selves. We're becoming aware of this ability to create, and we're noticing how it's working. And so it's almost like the human is catching up with what this other part of us already knows. This other part of us is a super skilled, multidimensional, fabulous being who just happens to want to come and express through us. And I get sort of really, yeah, when I'm saying those things, that is so, there's so much energy associated with.
I love it, and I call it. I say that I go into ceremony, and when I go into ceremony, so many entities come in, and it's like I love being a portal because we are portals. We have spoken earlier about being portals, and so much information and so much. But when I create the Vinda Marie set, and when I so all the thing that comes through me, so I sense it. I become it. I become the Heather. I become Jesus. I become whatever form I want, and I feel it inside of me, and then I bring it out to a program so that to help other to see that okay, we are so much more than just this body having pain, having sickness, having what we have done for so many years. We can use this avatar to experience everything because everything is a state. We are a state. So if you use our consciousness and okay, what state do we want to experience? Instead of just, oh, I have cancer, I have a tumor, I have whatever. But then we are in relationship to only the body. But if we expand, we can have relationship with everything. Life is relationship. You cannot not be in relation. Either you are in relationship only to your thoughts, only to your feelings, emotion, but you can also be in relationship to God, to the universe, to Tao, to light. So, and there is where the magic come in when you say, okay, I want to be in relationship with the magic, being a mystic. I love being a mystic because we are mystic. Being architect, we are mystics, and we explore with alchemy, as you say.
I was talking the other day as well about how it's our relationship to what we do and what we think about our bodies, particularly around food, because I was debating, I think that remember, I was debating, shall I give up coffee? Because, you know, I've read it's quite bad for you. And I did a thing on it, and it's is coffee all right? And it said, it's not coffee so much as your approach to it. And funnily enough, I read something from a very dear friend, Susanna Kennedy. I'm on her mailing list, and she lives in Hawaii. She just sent something out that's exactly that. It was about how we bless our food, how we just say to it, you are now perfectly aligned with my body. My body is now ready to receive your, you know, wonder. And everything that is good about you will enhance my body, and anything that isn't, and that includes all the things about how the food was produced, the factories, the people that picked the fruit, whatever, all of that vibration could be quite a low vibration depending on what you're eating. That just goes. So it's not about, I don't want to eat this thing. It's, I'm okay eating this thing because I'm totally aligned with all that I'm eating, all that I'm drinking, everything that I take into my body, put on my face, whatever I do, I'm perfectly aligned with, and it's aligned with me. And we are those architects. We are those alchemists that do this. And that it was funny that that came through today, because I was sort of playing with that for a few weeks as a sort of a, I need to do more of that. Because I used to, well, because I prep all the food here for myself and my wife, and I generally run my hand over it, just to intend that this food will be exactly what is needed. And I feel an energy. I feel it liven up. And it's sort of, yeah, so that's obvious, you know. So once you're in this flow, and once you're acknowledging that that is what you can do, because I think that's a, you've got, there's a tipping point in your own psyche. You've been told it doesn't work, that it's mumbo jumbo, you know. Once you've tipped past that, and you're now saying, I am an alchemist, I can do this, then it's working.
But I want to add that because sometimes if you have food and it maybe it's something poison in it or something, if you are in a good relationship with your body, you will feel that your body is like it's giving you signal, because it's not everything that is good for us also. So yes, we can bring vitality to it, but also it can be some bugs or something in it, like alchemical drugs. That's not good for us. And then if we listen to the body, it's like, you know, the elephant when the tsunami was in 2004, several hours before the tsunami, it went to the mountain because it knew. And we also, the body knew, it knew that, okay, this is not good for us. So if we listen to the body, it will tell us, oh, this, okay, you can take it, but then you will feel, oh, because we feel also what we eat, because we are emotional beings. So it is also this both ways. We, yes, with our conscious mind we can, but also everything is vibration, everything is frequency. So
I agree. I think the recent injections that we were invited to partake in was a prime example where I just got the sense of, I don't want that. I don't want that in my body. And I didn't know why, but I knew I didn't want it. History is now playing out to suggest that actually, probably right there, there was a lot of persuasion and a lot of, people took it in good faith. But I think that that's where the discernment is vital, going forward for sure. But I think that we can tip into worrying too much as well.
Course.
And then that spins its own story in the vibration of who we are. So I think that, yeah, I think there's a balance, isn't there,
It
that
is.
we can adopt, that gives us the, your body's sort of saying, yeah, okay, coffee, that makes you spike. You probably don't want to do that anymore. But there's another part of me saying, yeah, but it's so tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, I still haven't resolved that one. That's still in the loop.
But when you say this about vaccine, I have worked with a lot of people that their body said, well, that's not good for me. But their family, their husband, they said, but you have to do it for the community. You have to do it. So, but all their body kind of cried, no, don't do it, don't do it. And immediately when they had it, like someone fainted. It was kind of a shock. And after that, they went very sick. So the body spoke to them. So the body speak to us all the time, but with like, okay, you have to do it for this and that. And so, but I think we are now in an era that we have to listen to our own body because we have a unique body and someone can take it better than other. And maybe it's good for some, but for other one, it can kill them. So that's also, we have to listen inside.
Yeah, and that's I think that's true. There's not always the simplest of thing, because years ago, my wife had a bad experience with some drugs that were subsequently withdrawn, and it was proved to be a very bad drug. But she had a bad experience, so therefore, any other drugs offered to her in the progression of different illnesses were no, I don't want that. So that moved us into alternatives. We tried homeopathy and we tried massage and any number of different spiritual healing things like that to just try it differently to see what else was there. And to a large extent, it was working. But what it resulted, though, in is her pushing away the very drug that could have helped contain one of the things that she's got, which she did a little bit too late before it started, a bone started twisting and whatnot. So I think there's a point at which you go, all right, I see that's going to help me. It's not, we're not rejecting all modern medicine kind of thing, because I think some have real good applications for certain situations.
Course,
But I think the other side of it, that we're persuaded so much that, take a pill, make yourself better. I think we need to move beyond that as well. We need to move to the point where your body knows how to heal itself. Your body knows this. But you might not like the emotional gubbins that comes when you try your new approach and something comes up that your body's been holding. But I don't know. I mean, we've spoken as well about how the this movement of energies is giving us the opportunity to heal in a totally different way. And we're embodying a new vibration that relates to the body differently, and we're carrying this I don't know, call it a perfect human, but this idea of a blueprint. We're carrying that now. We're actually, we were just saying how it just managed to fit it in, and we're buzzing with it. But I think the knock on from that also is that we can influence others, or at least with their permission, because obviously all these things are, with the soul's permission. But there's a vibrational component to what we're doing now that has shifted healing to giving the body permission to heal itself, kind of thing. Sort of almost like going back to the miracles that are cited in the Bible and other places where, spontaneous healings occurred. It's getting to that sort of level of capacity for a human to not just heal themselves, but also influence the way healing is perceived, if you like, and rather than healing, we're just adjusting our body back to its. We're aligning ourselves to the blueprint, which is a perfectly, healthy body that actually, funnily enough, doesn't think it needs to age. The body. That's another thing that is interesting.
I have said for years now that I have become the new human, and I line up with another step of it because a lot of children are born differently. They have another DNA. They are more activated. They carry more light. And I have helped babies and young people. And I said, okay, I'm ready to be new in their way. So I have gone into another detox, another upgrade. So as we have spoken about, my DNA have changed. And it's like, it started in the end of April. And my, like, what's happening with my teeth? What's happening with my arms? But all my bone structure is reorganizing. So it is still going on. And I know it will go on for all this summer because I have said yes to it. So I kind of... I know that my body is wise, so I support the information that the body gives me. I am in another detox, even though I'm very clean because I eat clean and sense everything. But I have said yes also to become like a baby, like born with a new DNA, activated to being and creating heaven on earth. So, and I cannot help them if I haven't felt it in my own body. But children that are born now, they don't have to go through the process changing their bone structure like me, but I have to do it because I'm 50 years, so I have lived with the old bone structure. So my DNA is upgrading and it goes so fast because I support the process, universe. Yeah, and when you know that you are co-creating life, it is easier. But it's interesting. So you learn through your own processes also. So it's like, I have spoken a lot about what do you say yes to? I have said yes to become the new upgrade, new human.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah. And the way that this then the way this then works is that we then start talking to people who have also said yes. So yeah. That's how we connected.
Yeah,
we through the word divine was the, you know, because I use on my website, I use the word divine a lot, divine essence, you know, it's all in there.
Yeah.
I think that when we connect, we also bring more in. So it's great that you said yes on your own.
Yeah.
And then here we are. Yeah, now I'm ready. And then you meet someone who's also gone through that, and their journey is completely different.
Yeah.
But because we're in the same place, then suddenly, boom, there's something else comes through.
Yeah.
And even just now, as we're talking it, there's something else coming through that we haven't previously brought in, which is absolutely brilliant. I mean, every conversation now, there's something else is being brought in, yeah. And I feel it just then. You know, you think, oh, there it is. And we're learning that is a process. Each conversation, so hopefully if whoever's watching this might actually be able to feel a difference when we bring in new energies. They might be able to pick those up. And, yeah. Hopefully that leads them to a new path, or, you know, extends their understanding of what's happening in their own lives.
Yeah. So, yes, as you said, divine was a word that kind of activated us and brought us together. And I had the experience with my divine design in 2015. And that was the activation for me, even though, as I have so told you earlier, it's like it was too big because it was so much. I couldn't be there. It's like, so in the start, you're like, no, I cannot be that big because we are so big. We have so much light and we are alchemists and we are God, creator, God within, as I said, divine design. So when I was divine design, God within, it's like, no, I cannot be that. No. So I said no. But when I needed the process to kind of really embody it, not as a just mental concept, to really hold it, being it. And now I have made a logo out of it. It's like, yeah, so that was what brought us together, the divine, because that's the essence of us.
Yeah,
everything goes spring. Yeah, ripple from that.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and the interesting thing when you get to these sort of certain levels. So we sort of got to the architect level, and here, you know, and as soon as you say the word, oh, you know, it's like boom, you're in another something, another vibration. But then you as you're talking, you think, but there's something else. There's up there somewhere, there's another level to this, that this is where the architects go to when they are, you know, doing what we do, because they're still evolving.
Yeah.
So when we go further up, there's even more. And that's when and I think that's, epitomizes what I've been doing for the last however many years, is each time there's something, I always get the sense there's more. There's more. And it's all like, what does infinity look like? Well, you can never get to the end of it, can you? It's because it's infinite for, but it's an amazing journey that we find ourselves on. I guess that, each one of these conversations is a bit of a discovery because we're never quite sure what we're going to be ending up talking about when we get
And
to the end.
that's the new, because we come through the heart, and the heart is like it is in flow all the time. So it's like if we want to control the all this like control, 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 you have to be have a manus, and you have to do it in scripted way. But if
Yes.
we just live through our heart, wow, what comes true? It's like so much love in different form, lots of love just coming through us.
Yeah. And it's that, because again, that's in fact on, the description, because it's funny, 2 years, however many was, 3 years ago when I was writing what is celestial alchemy about, I reread it because I thought, well, I better read this again before I launch it. And it was all about love. Love is the powerhouse, if you like. That's the marker for me. It's if I'm feeling love, and often I get a really sort of, and then, yep, that's it. That's the flow. That's my measure of if I'm in the right place. Because there's a lot of material you can read that has kind of, you think, well, no, that's quite good. Yeah, I like that. But it doesn't have that, there's something else that's missing, maybe. You're not quite sure. And so I'll put that aside and then I'll read something else and it's going, well, here we are, that's the one. And that person's in the place that you need to be. Because that's so that I guess you call it your truth, but it's a feeling, it's an emotion more than anything.
It's a state. So it's like we have infinite states inside. So it's like, what state do we want to live from? So we are kind of deliberate creator, and we don't let our body or the circumstances and the habitat decide what state we want to be in. If something horrific happened, we know that we are creators, even whatever happens. So we are conscious of, okay, life happens, but we have this divine flow. We can meet everything from this divine flow.
Yeah, and I think when you're at this level, this vibrational level, you start seeing things a little bit differently. So that you're not triggering those old emotional responses. In the past, I've definitely noticed that I'm less triggered by things. I still have moments when I wouldn't say that there's, oh yeah, don't worry, I've solved this one, because there's still things in my in my human psyche that actually get triggered. But as a rule, I think things that used to really go, oh, look at that, look at that, oh my God, and you'd go off on one, and then your vibration would go down, and you'd be in amongst it. These days, it's more sort of, oh, that's interesting. I didn't expect that, and there's a lot of that going on now. I mean, there is so much stuff going on for you to dive into if you choose.
If you choose, if
And
you choose.
I think we're finding that the choice is easier not to. Actually, I don't no, 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 love. I don't want to follow that thought pro. I'll just I'm interested. So I mean I'm on Substack, is it? The website where people post up lots of interesting articles and things. And there's one lady posts up there every day about the American situation, and she's vast amounts of detail. Oh, this bloke's done this, this bloke's done that sort of thing. And today I was just browsing and I read a little bit of it and I thought, do you know what? I don't really want all that detail. I kind of know that something's going on over there, but it's going to be all right. because I'm already part of the future. So
Yep.
I can already sort of feel that it's okay. So I don't actually need my consciousness to be there with them. What they need from me is to not be there. That's what they need. In fact, the whole world needs us not to be in that space, because that's the old paradigm playing out. That's the, it hasn't had any, the only power the old paradigm has left is our conscious contribution. So if we just say, okay, well, I'm not going to give it any more conscious contribution. I'm going to work towards the new, and let the old just that's it. It'll fade now, you know.
Yes, like I was invited working with a lady that really loved her home, but she lived in a home with an open portal to a lot of the old. And I could go into it, and I said, I will not go into it because that was a heavy one. Some of them is really heavy. And I said, but if I will give you an advice, I know you love your property and a lot of history, but if you want to live in a good state, I would have sold this. And she did. So we are invited into everything. So even though the external can look perfect, but what happens with the inside? So there are portals on Mother Earth that we really need to, and a lot of people had a lot of shaman and a lot of workers. I also do this work, but I said, no, I will not work on that. So I said no because I felt the heaviness of it. So I said, no, I will not work on it, but I will give you an advice. Because she had worked on this for several years. So we are invited into so much, but we can also say no because we know what it does with us and we know what it does with others also. So we can just tell this is what will happen. Do we want it to continue? Or do we say no? So I'm living in the here and now, but also in the future. So I'm more in the here and now and in the future. So I have merged a lot of my own life, so I'm a lot in my future life being a doctor because this is my kind of expertise, and I love being so. I merge with my future life to help people here. And if I was more in all this crazy thing that happens, the old, I couldn't be in this big service as I am today.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's we need it. We need to be a clear vessel, if you like, for this vibration as well. And any sort of discordant energies, create some sort of ripple or whatever in it just disrupts it. So it's better that just to allow this to flow through, and all those disruptions, if you like, just filter away. It's an automatic process, I'm finding anyway. And so I'm having to pay less and less attention to things that previously I might have paid attention to. And yeah, by choice as well, because I'm finding that I like this vibration. I like being here. I love, the big thing is sharing it too, is absolutely, get into this vibration and then talk to somebody here like we do. The power of that is phenomenal. There's just nothing that you can't describe, and until someone else experiences it with it's like, did I just experience that? But when you see somebody else experiencing it as well, you think, yeah, this is real. This is who we are. And together, when we do this together, the paradigm shift will be almost, it's almost immediate, if you like. As soon as there's enough of us doing this, and I'm feeling that because it's accelerating, I'm feeling that is very, we're very close to that kind of tipping point, as I keep calling it. We're very close to it, aren't we?
We are.
You get a sense of that. And the more people that stand forward, to become the alchemists that they are, fabulous, So I think we were talking about earlier. There's a friend of ours who's just created an alchemists group, it was almost like saying to me, "Oh, you. By the way, you've used that word for yourself. Why don't you step forward?" Which is why. Oh no, this way. Which is why the alchemy button is up on here now. It just brings us to that next level of acknowledging who we are as well, acknowledging and stepping into it, and allowing it to step into us. It's and I don't think we can underrate that as a that's a big step. Do you know what I mean? It felt easy once I decided, but the lead up to it has been long. It's been a long time. I think, but we're ready. We all there's a number. There's so many of us I've got to a point where we're ready. It's rippling through. And you see, I read it in a lot of people's work as well, because I still get a lot of emails from when I used to run a magazine, and I used to publish their articles and stuff. And they're all coming to the same point. Their forecasts, or their, because a lot of them read the stars and stuff. But they're all coming to that same conclusion that this, where we are now, is a very significant moment in the history of humanity. Planet, the universe, even. There's a very significant thing going on here where our consciousness is getting to a level where we are actually beginning to realize we're so much more than a human body.
Yeah,
We're
I have
so.
also done this for several years, but what has happened in 2025, it's mind-blowing and it goes so fast. So I have called it the fast track, the fast train, because what train do we want to be on? We can be on the slow train, holding on to the old, or going with the fast train. It's like, woo, it goes so fast. And it's like, what happens in a week? It's like, what? And also, I live without time almost. So I am out of time. So I call it living with divine time. So I just follow the flow and it's like, okay, what time is it? I don't need to know what the time, but I have some alarm because I guide people and help people. So I have to have the alarm, but it's like I live very much without time and it's amazing living without time. We just follow the flow.
Well, don't you have all daylight all the time where you are in the summer? Is it is do you
Yeah,
get that?
in the beginning of May, we see the sun 24/7, and I think that's a good symbol because we live beyond time. We have sun May, June, July, August, 24/7.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what that's
So
like.
the sun is up. I woke up 3 o'clock. Okay, sun totally up. So it is. So we don't have the dark period in northern Norway where I live. So I think that this is so good symbol for divine timing, divine living. So it's like, yeah, I'm living in divine timing, divine life.
And I used to have some friends in Inverness, which is about north Scotland, where they played golf at 11 in the evening, and I used to think that's weird. But they get they do get a sunset there, but very, very late, and a very early rise as well. But they're not as far north as you guys.
No, but the flip side is that we don't see the northern light because we see light all the time. So it's only the
That's
half,
true,
the
is it?
other half of that we see the northern light. So now it's no northern light because there are sun 24/7. But I really, when I was younger, it's like, do I want to live with this? And now I just love it. I'm so, yes, I have chosen the best place on earth to live. I
Yeah,
feel
that's
it like
true.
that way, but I know that others say, oh, it's so cold, you have snow, you well, I love all of it.
Good. Well, we were talking the other week as well about us finding the right place to be,
Yes.
weren't we? And
The light workers find their home.
yeah, and I mean, we moved here 10 years ago when I've retired from full-time employment, but we'd been coming here for years in Minehead in the UK, and it just feels like it's this is where I'm supposed to be. I don't have an itch. I mean, I've always been traveling. I've always been moving around. This was the first time I'd really sort of, no, this is good. And it just has that calm vibration, that I need to be to be in this energy. But I mean, we're still very close. I notice on the map where you're quite a long way away from, big metropolis type, you haven't got any aircraft flying over you or that kind of thing. So I'm still very close to two airports here, and there's still a lot of stuff in the sky and background noise, if you will. But it's still a lot more peaceful than the middle of the city where I was living before. So I find that very significant in a way that sometimes we just need to find the right place for ourselves. Now that might be for someone that might be living right in the middle of a city, because their job is to be there. And for many years when I was working in the cities, and particularly in London, I used to work near Westminster. I used to find myself thinking about how I'm going to bring this energy into that environment. And particularly being near the Parliament, what difference can people like us make when we're radiating this energy? So I had moments of that when I was working in London, but I think now I'm being called to be in a different place for a different reason, and so I'm not dashing around now. I've done that bit. I've done all the sacred site stuff as well, which we all dancing around stones and things. But I think the lead up to this has led us to our place, definitely.
I was guided here in 2019, so it's 6 years ago, and I was like, what is happening? I was vibrating so high. It's like I tried to understand it because I was in Peru in 2018, and that there were places with high energy. And when I came here, it was even higher. So the ley lines and the energy lines here in Lingen, it is a municipal or a place next to Tromsø. And Tromsø, I have lived in Tromsø, I'm born in Tromsø, but living here, it is an area and it's not so many houses. So, and wow, the energy here is like I'm flying. So I feel that I'm living in the heaven on earth. And now, this is the last day for this period. So now I will go 3 months to Tromsø with family and friends, and I will be social. As you said, I will bring in the light. So now I have been here for 5 months in this, and I will be 3 months in Tromsø, and then I will come back 10 months be here. But I also, as you said, when you were in London, I will bring in the light to Tromsø and all the areas I go through, just emanating more light because I am embodying the new. And I know that I will meet a lot of new people. And now for 2 weeks, I will be a lot with youth because we have a concept in Norway. When you have finished 13 years of school, this youth go into 1 month of celebration and they celebrate 24/7. So I will be the driver for my youngest daughters is this what we call Russ. And I will be the driver driving all night for a lot of youth. And I will do this for a couple of weeks. And wow, I look forward to it. But it will be also because you do it 24/7. But this is my youngest daughter. So it's the last time I kind of go into it. But I will bring in the light to it because it has happened a lot of things also when they partying and celebrating, you know, being kids, young. But I will be kind of a light holder for them, also being the driver for this big truck. So yeah, I will be in three months just holding the space.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. But this is my home. My home, I am at home here, but also, our home is inside, so you bring your home everywhere you go, but some places resonates more with you than others, and this is my resonating place.
Because we spoke about that a little bit, didn't we, with the Dr. David Clements and his technology that he was experimenting with, and how it created a field. You could actually put your hand into the field and it felt different. And then you pull your hand back out again and you think, oh, no, that was different. And then you stand in the field and it's like, oh, yeah, like this. And that's the difference. And I think we're becoming the field.
Yes, we are.
We're radiating this. So
We
some
are ready.
and Oh, now that, did you feel that? We are radiating this. That just.
Yeah, I feel my heart is so open. It's like, yeah, this field is like we are becoming suns.
That would just doing that, we are
Yeah.
radiating this, and it's like whoosh.
So
The
it's expanding.
state we have inside, I wish this for all people. Then it will be
Yeah.
heaven on earth. If all people live from the inner state that we kind of emanate from, it's like, wow.
Yeah, magical. So
That's
we're walking with this field. I just felt, and it felt really big.
Yeah, it is big now. Yeah.
I don't know if in some of my much earlier sort of spiritual journey, if you like, and this is going back, I don't know, before year 2000 or even, but I can remember being in one of these workshops where the lead of the workshop would say, right, I want you to imagine there's energy in your hands. And you've done that one, haven't you? Well, and see how far you can go where, you feel the energy. And now it's like, oh, it's everywhere. There's no end to it. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And it's, and your field, if you like, is so big. So I think that's our, that we're talking about our role, if you like, is that even if we do nothing else, but I mean, we will, but even if we were to not do anything else, this would be sufficient
Yep.
for a ripple to run through the country, through the world, from the universe even. But we're actually destined to do a lot more than this.
Yeah, but and also when I line up with all kind of intelligence and downloading, it's like, okay, what is the best I can do? Can I give advice? No, just radiate, just be this bigness.
Yeah, that's
That's
it.
the only thing I need to do. It's like, just be yourself. You hold the vastest field, the universe. It's like, just radiate, go with the flow. So simple and so profound.
Absolutely. Your mental mind wants to go, yeah, but what's my next thing?
Yeah,
I've got an action list here. I need to know what I'm doing. But it's no plan.
no
There's no
plan.
plan. You will find out by the various conversations you have with people, and there'll be a spark of something. You think, ah, that's, yeah, there we are.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to write about in my next article on my website. It's about how this occurs. How we become it, and then what happens next. I think it's really fascinating.
Yeah, I was no, I thought about in 2 days I will go in a confirmation. It's like when you are 15, you have had kind of you are confirmation. I don't know if you use it in the you kind of are baptized. You get baptized to you are an adult, and my goddaughter will be baptized in 2 days, and I will have a speech, and I will run games and kind of hold. But she is the new human, so she is very special, and I know that this party that was go on all day. Wow, I look so forward, and I have gone into the field of it. It's like, wow, this is more magic than people know. Because I know what will happen, and also because I know what I will say, and I know what I will bring through. Since the mother said, "I want you to speak. I want you to be the speaker. I want you to lead this." And I, thank you. I will do. So this will be a magical day for her and for all of us. So it's like, yeah, we're bringing the field with, and I know that people will feel it. I know, just being us.
Yeah, definitely. It's magical. It's a brilliant time.
Yeah. It is. So, and now what's happening in 2025? I think what will happen in 26 and 27? Wow.
Well, if it carries on accelerating at this rate, then I mean, the changes are going to be rapid, and I guess the level of chaos as well is going to increase to some extent.
That's the polarity.
So I guess again, our job is not to be in that, to be in the eye of the storm, as it were. We're holding the space for the new to come through, and acknowledging fair enough. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, and helping where we can, but not diving in. Not that's I think that's the key.
Yeah. And also acknowledge that it is hard for a lot of people because it is sickness and deadly sicknesses. So yeah, it is a lot of crazy thing happening. So not to just turn around, it's like, no, that's not happening, because it is.
No, so it's
But
true.
we need to hold what we are holding to help them rise to this level.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's, you know, it's not like it's a battle or anything. There's no, there's it's not right and wrong, or you know, the polarities. I think that's the other thing about this place, is the polarities of dissolved, if you like, and we're in this point of balance. And I think that, you know, because my logo, I keep putting the wrong hand up. My logo is supposed to be two people in perfect balance, like the yin and the yang, and two energies in balance. But in a way, that's almost an old way of representing, because it's actually one. It's, you know, so the circle is the oneness of two, you know. And I think that's how, you know, particularly when our energies are mixing, there's a oneness that's going on as well. There's this new energy just loves oneness and the wholeness of being. It wants to express, and it knows how to express through more than one human, if you like. It knows how to flow, and it amplifies when it flows through more than one. And that's where I think we were going before, you know, where we're understanding now how this alchemy is working, and we're beginning to know where we need to be, although we already know, and the only part is that we need to get out of the way while it works. I keep getting to that point where I want to know.
And that's also this thing, it's like the circle and the dot, it's like the unity, the wholeness of us. So I had to have this, and also the infinity, God within. We are infinity, we are, so that's what we are going to, our divine design.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So it's an amazing time, and it's so yeah. But I also understand, because I speak with people that carry so much pain, but it is the old wants to die. So if we learn how to let the old die, not be afraid of the dying, because the old, it's like a tree, become a tree. The leaves from the tree just fall off, and it let it go, and then it come with freshness. So if we learn to be like a tree, learn from Mother Earth. She is like the season here in Northern Norway are very, you really can see them. So because we only have 3 4 months summer, and then so the seasons is short, and then you see you have to get rid of the old, and then some months after you bloom in another way.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
Like we have bloomed in another way. We have become the new human.
Yeah. And are still becoming.
And are still becoming.
Yeah, even more. Which is, yeah, fabulous. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Colin. I love lining up with you and letting the divine flow come through us. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Very welcome.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Ann Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.